It's 10:10 p.m. local time, which means it's 19:30 UTC, where you live. My name's Tobe. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm just way too excited. I don't even know where to start. Oh, goodness gracious, I'm gonna blow a gasket. I'm wired. I'm not very tired. And my brain is going too fast. I can't even think about what I'm gonna talk about, but let's try to start at the top here. Okay, so first of all, last night I spotted my first big fat mousie on the deck. Now, a big fat mousie is a possum, but they look like big fat mousies to my cat, so that's why we call them that. I had gone up into my kitchen to do something, and I was walking up the steps, and the cat came jogging around the corner. She comes running up to me and she goes, meow. And I said, oh, hi, what's going on? And then she ran down the stairs and she's acting kind of weird. And I thought, okay, this means something's going on. And so I went over to the back door that leads out onto the deck and it was open. And I could hear something, but I couldn't tell where it was coming from or what was going on. And so I watched for about another minute, and I didn't see anything. And then I went to the sink, and I started making tea. And as I was standing at the sink and looking out the window, suddenly I saw, like, this little pink something or other flick up and back down on the edge of the deck. And it was a, you know, I knew what it was. It was a possum tail. So I started getting really excited. Then I could see the possum kind of walk over into the yard a little bit, and he came back to the deck, and I thought he was going underneath the deck. And that's about when the cat came back, and I went back to the door with the cat, and I said, there's something out there, dingus, there's somebody out there. Who's out there? Is it a big fat mousie? And she jumped up on her bucket, and that's when we started hearing something. We started hearing crunches, because as you may or may not remember, I put out a little bit of food the other day, or last night, and some of it fell onto the ground, and the possum found it on the ground and was going crunch, crunch, crunch. And then, as we were just sitting there, then he came back up. He came onto the deck. He just squeezed between the bars, came up, and went over to the bowl, and crunch, 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 crunch. Possums are very crunchy when they eat. And so we listened to that for a while, and we watched that guy for half an hour. And then I did something else, but my cat stayed sitting on the bucket, kept watching that big fat mousie. First big fat mousie of the year, so this is great. Things are, the springtime is kicking off. I'm so excited. But, you know, that's not even the thing that I'm the most excited about. This is where it gets nutty. Today, when I was out driving from one place to another, I was driving from Herrenhaven and I was going to the OPPD Arboretum. I was driving south on 108th Street and I went by the old convenience store that has been closed for, oh, well, how long has it been now? About 5 years. And, oh, sometime last year, they kind of started fixing it up, and about a month ago, I noticed that somebody painted the building, and it wasn't looking as junky as it was before, and somebody had started cleaning up the lot, and blah, blah, blah. Well, fast forward to today, I was driving by, and the windows were unboarded, and there was cars in the parking lot, and there was a neon open sign, and I was thinking, what the heck? And I saw the sign for the business, and it just said Sparta. And there was a, you know, sort of a Spartan helmet motif, and like a spear. What were the spears called? I can't remember what those particular spears are called, but anyway, I'm looking at the sign, and I'm thinking, what the heck is this place? And as I got a little bit closer to the sign, underneath, I can see where it said, where we game. And then I started thinking, okay. And a million things started running through my head. The first thing that popped into my head, I'll tell you in a minute because I turned out being right. The second thing that popped in my head was, I was thinking, I wonder if this is one of those new adult video game emporiums where, you know, there's like redemption games, but for adults. I don't know if you've seen this. We've got some around here, but these are essentially like little casinos where people can go in and sit down and pump money into a game and play Candy Crush or one of those types of games. And then if they do good, if their scores are high enough, you get tickets and you can redeem these for prizes. And it's a little weird, but it exists. And I thought, well, I wonder if it's one of those places. And I thought, or I wonder if this is some kind of card room. You know, it could be, you know, a bridge studio for all I know, or it could be a poker room, although you can't have poker rooms here. But, I mean, why would you call a bridge studio Sparta? Where we game? That's right. And as I got a little bit closer, I saw that the sign also had a pair of dice on it. And that's when I knew that this was a place for me. Of course, now I slammed on the brakes, pulled an inverted triple Needham, and managed to swing my car into the parking lot of this place just milliseconds before I drove by the driveway. And as I was pulling into the parking lot, I could start seeing things through the windows that started to affirm my suspicions. I could see lots of handmade wooden tables that were made out of like 2x4s, and oh, that's when I started jumping up and down in my car, and I wasn't even standing up. How was this possible, you ask? I pulled into a parking place, and I jumped out of my car, and I got super excited. And while I was starting to walk into the place, I noticed a sign on the window that says this place is being considered for a liquor license. Now, I don't drink anymore, but I thought, okay, at least somebody has figured out that if you're going to open up one of these places, you need to sell beer. So I'm super excited. Super excited! I grabbed the handle of the door, I yanked the door open, I jumped into the place and I yelled, "I'm here!" And the guy said, "Awesome!" And I'm standing there and I'm looking at 24 very large tables that have nothing on them except like black tablecloths. I'm so excited! And there's a bunch of retail shelves, and there's not much on it. This place hasn't been open for very long, like maybe a day or two. I'm wired. I'm excited. So what is this place? You got to be asking yourself. Well, amongst my people, we refer to this place as a battleground or an LGS. LGS stands for Local Game Store. And everybody's got one. And okay, it's hard to explain, but you got game stores and you got game stores. And the recent trend in game stores is to set up a large area so that people can play the games that you sell. And that way you can sell more games, people play a lot, and blah, blah, blah. It's a battleground. And but this place is not so much a game store yet, although they're working on it. This is a battleground, but what a battleground is, this is just a storefront where they have tons of tables set up so that people like me, serious dorks, can bring in all of their little battle toys and have little wars with other people. And that's why I'm so excited, because if you've ever heard this show before, you've heard me talk about this and that I do this, although I haven't really featured it on the show, you know that I am a war gamer. Oh, and this place is not far away from my house. It's not even a mile away. It's right in my neighborhood. I went in into this place. I talked to this guy for, half an hour. You know, because it's always, well, so what do you play? Let's do this. Blah, 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 na, na, na. Oh, and the grand opening is Friday, May 13th. So, it should be obvious to you at this point that we're going to have some shows live from Sparta, the name of the store. And, you know, there could be a better name, but I'm not complaining at this point. Now I'm trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to get all my stuff to this place? because, you know, not only do you have all the little pieces of the guys of running around, you've also got all the terrain. So, like, if you're having a battle in a forest, not only do you have your few dozen little warrior guys to fight with, you've also got a whole bunch of trees and rocks and rivers and other, you know, terrain items that you got to carry around. And so, you know, you got to pack this up in a bunch of boxes. It's like moving day. Take it to the battleground, fight it out. Anyway, I was talking to the guy, and it turns out that he's really into Flames of War. And now all I got to do is convince him to stock a bunch of 1 to 300 scale stuff, because Flames of War doesn't look good on the table in the scale that it's made for. But that's a different story altogether. I'm just so excited that I have a place to have wars. Pew, pew, pew! Kapoos, kapow! Ah! Little wars, they're fun. This place is so new that they don't have a website yet, which, I don't know, would be one of the first things I did. But they're on Facebook, so I'm not going to bother to look it up. And they don't have a schedule of what nights are what games and what stuff is going to be when and all that. This place is brand spanking new. Oh, I'm really wired. I'm really excited about it. This will give me something to do and some place to go once the weather gets too hot for me to be outside, so I can go do battles. And they don't just play miniature war games there. They play board games and other traditional hex games and all of your basic clicks games and all that stuff too. So I'm gonna enjoy it this summer. The bad news is these places don't tend to last too long. It all kind of depends on how much momentum they can build and how much hype and, what's the word I'm looking for? Awareness. You need to build a little scene here, and it's hard to keep them self-perpetuating because you need new people coming in when old people are going out. And these games, especially miniature war games, they can cost a lot of money. If you want to play a game like Flames of War or Warhammer, be prepared to spend $500. And I'm not joking. Because, first of all, you got to buy all the little pieces, and then you got to buy all the support stuff. You got to buy paint, you got to buy glue, you got to buy all the stuff to build this stuff with, because it doesn't come complete. You got to build it. All right. Well, as much as I'd like to keep explaining this, it's about time for a break. So, I'm going to go get some tea and maybe something to munch on while you guys listen to this.
Q World's most joyous celebration! Coordinated jumping! They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow! Friendship is magic!
I'm the most horrible!
Welcome back to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still your chairman. My name is Tobe, and if you're paying any attention at all, you've probably noticed that I'm outside once again, because I go outside a lot in the springtime, and I'm currently walking down a path here at Heron Haven, my favorite wetlands preserve. It's not quite golden hour, but we're getting kind of close to it, and that means the sun is going down and the wind has died down, most importantly. And so now I'm out here looking to find some animals who might be having their dinner. As I'm walking through here, I'm noticing that there are occasional trees that have a white and blue, well, ribbon or plastic tape wrapped around them. And as I approach the billabong, I can see that the tree that is falling down has one of these ribbons tied around it. So this must be indications of trees that need to be removed. Oh, and as I walk along the path on the way to the boardwalk here, there's a goose walking through the forest, and who is now approaching me. And I know this goose. Hi, Raina! This is Raina, my favorite female who's here every year. Oh, she's kind of hissing at me. Now she's walking up the path ahead of me. I'm surprised she does not have a nest. Apparently she's not going to lay any eggs this year. Okay, you're going to go over into the water? Okay, I'll see you later. It was nice to see you! Yes, everybody loves that goose. She's been here every year, and I have taken many pictures of her various babies. And as I approach the boardwalk here now, I've got a goose sitting on the path, and there's two more geese further up sitting on the boardwalk itself, and they're sleeping with their heads tucked into their wing and everything. So I'm not going to hassle those guys. I'm just going to turn right around, and we will walk into the interior. It is a bit cooler out here now. I guess that's what happens when the sun starts to go down. It is cool enough that this is going to cause some finger cramps in my hand, but that's okay, because then I just run them under hot water for a little while and that clears up. Ooh, I heard a sound. Was it a bird, or is there a little dude back there? Oh, it must have been a bird. I just saw a bird pop up from where that sound was. Where are my dudes? I'm walking vaguely toward the blind, trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing so I can walk into the wind to prevent microphone noise. But I cannot figure it out. Oh, I see a birdie up in a tree. It's one of my woodpeckers. What else is going on around down here? See, I keep hearing little sounds. These are just little birds in the underbrush. Where's my mati? Where are my dudes? Now, see, what was that? Now, that might have been a rabbit. That sort of had that double hop pump sound that rabbits make. Oh, and I scared some ducks. Three ducks just flew off. And it looks like, yeah, were those wood ducks? They might have been wood ducks. I'm crossing the last bridge before getting to the blind. I can see the blind from here. And I can see the lake in front of the blind. Or parts of it, anyway. And it looks like it's smooth as glass. Which I don't understand, because I can feel wind on my fingers. Okay. Let's get into the blind here and see if we can spot us some scratties or something. Okay, we are in the blind and I don't see anybody. Nope, nobody out here. There's some geese sleeping out on Goose Island. That's always good. I like those guys. There's no turtles on the log, but the log is no longer in the sun. I'm on the shady side of the lake, looking over to the sunny side of the lake, looking for any tall blue birds who might be standing around in the shallows, looking for little fishies to eat. I see none. And just when I'm thinking about turning around and leaving, I see a scratty swimming across. He's directly across from me in that little peninsula where I think that there is a scratty den. I've seen scratties go over there and they disappear over there. So there must be something over there. And there's something over here causing big ripples in the water. But these are circular ripples. This is not a scrat. There must be a turtle or something over here. Now where did that little scratty go? That little muskrat, he started climbing on a branch and he's back in there in a den now. Okay, that's good. So, we saw a scratty. I like a scratty. But what is this causing these big circular ripples here? Somebody's doing something under the surface of the water. There's nothing above the water. There's nothing falling out of trees into the water causing these little ripples. There is some dude in the water causing these ripples. Well, I suppose it's possible that these little... Yeah, I saw it. There's another one. That time, I'm pretty sure that was a turtle. I was going to say, these little rings of ripples I'm seeing could easily be fish feeding. But I don't know if there's anything to feed on. I guess there is now. I'm starting to see some bugs and stuff. And as I'm saying that, I'm hearing something going skritter, skritter, skritter behind me. Oh, I turn around to see a squirrel in a tree. Okay, whatever. All right, let's leave the blind. My fingers are starting to get cold. Oh, but what I was going to say about the fish is this lake, this pond, this sort of complex of water used to have some really big carp. And I'm talking, you know, like 6, 8, 10 pounders, even bigger than that. I mean, these suckers were 2 feet long and very heavy. Oh, what was that? And anyway, these carp are kind of a hassle. This is a invasive fish around here. And so when they drained the lake so they could dredge it out a couple years ago, obviously that killed off all the fish. And then there weren't any fish in it for a year. And then they had the city come in and stock it with bluegill fingers. And I've seen these little fingerlings. I saw a bunch. What was that? All these little noises in the forest, and I don't see any dudes. I've seen all these little teeny little fish swimming around. Once it warms up and they come into the shallows, and you can see them swimming around in the shallow water sometimes. So I suppose these tiny little fish could be causing these big ripples, but like I said, that last one I saw, I'm pretty sure I saw a turtle head come out of the water. So the turtles are probably feeding on something on the surface. Water striding bugs, presumably. And then they cause the ripples when they duck back down. Stealth turtles. Dun dun dun! Speaking of which, I'm walking by Turtle Bay. And I see no turtles out here today. This is the second time I've been to Heron Haven today. I was here early this morning when it was kind of windy. But it was sunny. And the sun was on the log and there were about a dozen turtles on the log. Turtling out, doing their turtly things. This place is a bird watcher's delight. I'm hearing all kinds of crazy bird calls. Oh, and I see a suspiciously moving plant. But it was just wind. And now the wind is picking up a little bit. My fingers are getting so cold now that they're actually starting to hurt. And this annoys me. I need it to be a little bit warmer. Not just for me, but for my mushrooms. I think last night it got down below freezing, or maybe it was the night before. And we have these nice sunny days, but it just doesn't really get warm. And we need warmer ground temperatures for my mushrooms to start growing. Ooh, I just heard a hawk. Hawks are good. Yeah, but as I was saying, this place is a birder's paradise. And as I walk up to the kiosk here, they got new bulletin boards. They got new locking display case type of bulletin boards with glass in front of them. And in one of them, there's a list of... Oh, and I thought there was a total. There isn't. There's a list of all the birds seen here as of June 7th a couple years ago. Oh, and it is numbered. 159 different types of bird have been spotted here. And I've spotted some mighty weird ones. Jeez. 159. That's pretty good. Who will find the 160th species of bird at Heron Haven? Tune in to future episodes to find out. Alright, let's head back to my car. It's about 20 steps away. Okie dokie, here we are, back in my car. Whew! And my fingers are starting to get some freedom of motion back. Yay! I can move the fingers of my left hand once again. I'm pretty excited about it. Well, geez, another spring golden hour at Heron Haven. Didn't get to see a whole heck of a lot, but we did see the one muskrat. And of course, that one muskrat makes it all worthwhile. I'd love to sit here and explain to you why that is, but I just looked at the clock and it says 1958 UTC, which means it's pretty much time for me to get out of here. I'm not sitting by any of my special effects stuff, so you're not going to get everybody's favorite closing statement, but you will get this. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.